Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The highest perfectional gain of humanity is to engage in discussions of the activities and glories of the pious actor. Such activities are so nicely arranged in writing by the greatly learned sages that the actual purpose of the year is served just by being near them. Purport. The impersonalists are very much afraid of hearing the activities of the Lord, because they think that the happiness derived from the transcendental situation of Brahman is the ultimate goal of life. They think that everyone's activity, even that of the personality of Godhead, is mundane. But the idea of happiness indicated in this verse is different because it relates to the activities of the Supreme Personality, who has transcendental qualities. Word Gunavadam is significant because the qualities of the Lord and His activities and pastimes are the subject matter for the discussions of devotees. A rishi like Maitreya is certainly not interested in discussing anything pertaining to mundane qualities. Yet he says that the highest perfectional state of transcendental realization is to discuss the Lord's activities. Srila Jiva Goswami therefore concludes that topics regarding the transcendental activities of the Lord are far beyond the transcendental realization of Kaivalya, happiness. These transcendental activities of the Lord are so arranged in writing by the great sages that simply by hearing of those narrations, one becomes perfectly self-realized. And the proper purpose of the ear and the tongue is also achieved. Srimad Bhagavatam is one of such great literatures, and the highest perfectional state of life is attained simply by hearing and reciting its contents. Translation: the highest perfection gained of humanity is to engage in discussions of the activities of the glories of the pious actor. Such activities are so nicely arranged in writing by greatly learned sages that the actual purpose of the year is served just by being near them. Of course, in the experience of the material world, from every activity, from every endeavor, we ultimately get unhappiness, distress, even though it may start off with some pleasure, so-called pleasure, but in the end it becomes very distressful. And so, those of lesser intelligence, they come to the conclusion that the cause of the distress is activities. So we should avoid activities. We should avoid hearing about activities, seeing activities, and performing activities. We should just become still. We should just become unconscious. For the nature of a living entity is to be conscious. And when one takes a drastic step of attempting to become unconscious, this is actually atmahatya. Simply, a bodhisattva soul cannot be cured, but when the consciousness is stopped, then it's as good as dead. And those persons who follow that path, they go to one of two destinations. Either they merge into the material nature, usually the mud at the bottom of the universe, or they go beyond the material nature and enter into the spiritual realm, but only the effulgence of the spiritual realm. So they sit there eternally, but they have no bliss, and they have no knowledge. They have no activities. Consciousness has become stationary. Of course, such persons think that even the activities of great personalities, even the activities of Godhead, are also just mundane, just some kind of maya to enchant us and keep us entangled. Of course, those who have been fortunate and hear from the right source, come in contact with the real sadhus, then they can hear the same subject matters from the same shastras as these Mayavadis, Ramavadis, and other rascals have heard, but they gain extreme pleasure. They gain freedom from the miseries of the material world. Now, to be able to come in contact with such a saintly person, sadhu, a Vaishnava, who is on the platform to be able to chant the glories of Krishna and his devotees, especially this Srimad Bhagavatam, but that is very rare indeed. And it is causeless. There is not some particular pious activities one can perform to guarantee that one will come in contact with such sadhus. These sadhus, they move of their own free will through the material worlds, coming in contact with so many and blessing so many. So if one is very fortunate, then he will bump into such a personality. And just by seeing such a personality, just by being close to such a personality, the bad effects of modes of ignorance and passion start to peel away. And one is able to start to appreciate the importance of such glorious persons. And then one's ear is able to start to hear what persons, such persons have to say. And as those transcendental activities of the spiritual nature enter through the ear and slowly penetrate deep into the heart and washes away all the impersonal ideas, then bhakti yoga starts. And as that becomes deeper and deeper, then real Krishna prema starts to vibrate within the heart. And the first symptoms of this success is the tears coming from the eyes. Cows in Vrindavan, when they hear the flute of Krishna, they turn their ears upwards like big cups, just to catch that ambrosia, that wonderful sound, that liquid flame, and flows inside them and fills them up. And as it fills them up, it comes pouring out again through their eyes, through their titties, in the form of tears and milk, and just nourishes the land of Vrindavan. So this is the result, the real result, of hearing Krishna Katha. The heart is very contaminated, and one will hear that katha and try to capture it, try to analyze it, try to become the possessor of that knowledge, try to show to others, oh, I'm so learned. But that type of repeating, what will come from such a person's mouth, will not be pure. It will be changed. As long as the desire there is there, that I want to be the enjoyer, I want to be the recognized one, and one will not be able to hear properly, and that process will not take place. The Krishna flame will not flood the heart, and that Krishna flame will not fill up one entire being and start to flow out onto everybody else. First word of the sloka here, ekanta. Ekanta. Eka, which is one of Radharani's names. Anta is also a name of Radharani. And ekanta is also a name of Radharani. The supreme devotee, the topmost personification of love of Krishna. By that Akanta's grace, by Eka's grace, then that Krishna flame can manifest within the heart. Without her grace, it is not possible. Not possible at all. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the names of Radha and Krishna. And that is its glory, that it is non-different to Radha and Krishna. It is the topmost shastra. It is the literary incarnation of Radha and Krishna. So many people hear the Bhagavatam, especially here in India, and they simply develop a desire for more wealth, more fame, more knowledge, more beauty. I simply desire to be an imitation of Krishna, Radha. I simply desire to imitate the activities of Radha and Krishna and their great devotees. But if one is fortunate to hear the Bhagavatam from a self-realized soul coming in the line of Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami, Rupa Sanatana Jiva Krishna. If one is fortunate like us sitting here today to be able to have the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, then one can actually receive the essence of Bhagavatam. Krishna prema, Krishna bhakti. And by the grace of that ekka, that akanta, the true purport of the Bhagavatam will manifest within the heart. It is our position to be Dunada Pinsa, to be very submissive, to be more tolerant than the tree, to be devoid of all sense of false questions. In the 11th canto, Krishna is telling Uddhava, you see the mountain, how firm it is, how forbearing it is. Take this as one of your gurus. See the tree, how tolerant it is. Take this as one of your gurus. And Prabhupada mentions in connection with this that the Vaishnavas have to take this to heart. If they actually want to step out of the material entanglement, the material prison, and into the spiritual realm of Krishna praying, then one has to give up all the bad habits he's accumulated through long association with material nature. The material prison house is for those living entities who no longer wanted to be submissive to the mood of Vatikanta. No one longer wanted to serve Krishna. But instead, wanted to become the enjoyer of Vatikanta. Wanted to become the enjoyer of Krishna's energies. Wanted to become the personality of Godhead. And thus came placed under the care of material nature. And now, due to long association with such personalities, it is not easy to again enter into that place where everyone is a submissive servant of a servant, servant, servant of Radha Krishna. Even the original form or one of the expanded forms. It's not easy. But if we can take shelter of the Vaishnavas and we can actually hear transcendental glories of Radha and Krishna. And it can actually enter our heart. And that flame can manifest. Then it becomes possible. When it's able to melt away all the material desires. Melt away from the desire of being a great jnani or renunciate, simply pure flame. And when one has attained that state, anyone they come in contact with will immediately be affected. Prabhupada is kindly bottled up that Krishna fame in the form of these books. And anyone can come in contact. Anyone can enter into the eternal family of Krishna. As long as we don't try to become the enjoyer all over again. We don't try to become Krishna. Long association with the material nature and the material creatures. It's not easy to break. And yet if we're very submissive, very tolerant, give up false prestige, and that liquid flame can enter our ears and flood our heart. Glories of this Bhagavatam are beyond description. Every syllable is capable of completely inundating the heart of Krishna. We must simply receive those syllables from the right source. And once we have received the Bhakti Lata Beej, we must be very careful not to abuse it. We must be very careful not to associate with persons who want to misguide us. There are so many Bhutanis moving around in the disguise of devotees, in the disguise of well-learned persons, in the disguise of well-wishers. We must keep our sentiments locked up within us and first understand. Just like somebody has a very valuable treasure. If he's foolish, he may go around and show that to everyone and it will be stolen. Plundered. But if he's wise, he will not. He will keep it tightly locked up and first understand the nature of the persons around him. This doesn't mean that we become misers. No, we try to give to everybody the glory of the holy name of Krishna. But the degree of the glory he will give. That is to be seen according to the receiver. The degree which will reveal our heart to different persons, that must be seen. Person must see, is this person a creep? Or is it somebody who can be reciprocated with? Is it someone who can enhance the bhakti creeping within my heart so it will grow and grow and grow? Sometimes you try to imitate great devotees like Ramanujacharya, who was told not to share the name of Narayan. Nine. To everyone, but still he went on the rooftop and shouted it out. And this is quite alright. What he didn't do was go into the intimate details of the glories. He also came here to Navadvipa at Darshan of Mahaprabhu, and immediately he wanted, as was his nature, to go and spread those glories everywhere. But he was told, no, now is not the time. First you distribute the glories of Dasharas, servitorship. And the time is right, you distribute the glories. Bhakti Lata Bija is placed in the heart by the mercy of Vaishnavas. It's a very delicate, soft. Come on. So soft, it's indescribable. It has to be looked after and protected very carefully. It has to be watered very carefully with the pure nectar of Krishna praise, coming from the spiritual realm through the pure devotees of Krishna, coming down through their line. There are a few bona fide lines of Vaishnavas, and in course of time they spread into many branches. But for that pure Krishna fame, coming from Goloka Vrindavan, that is coming down from Sri Rupa Sanatan, Jiva Vishnu. You must be very careful. Rasavas, mixing of the rasas, the unfailable, the reflection of the true rasa, dim reflection, rasa-rasa. When we try to take from so many sources, oh, let me read this, let me read that, let me read that, or this one's opinion. If we don't see the pool of what these things are coming in, then rasa-rasa will be the ultimate result. Even after receiving the chance to have pure bhakti, still, because of the very weak nature of the soul, which come in contact with the material nature, can very easily deviate. And again, the desire to be the most learning, to be the most beautiful, to imitate Krishna, can come up. So he thinks, all right, let me get knowledge, let me get knowledge, let me be more clever than all the other devotees, let me speak more nicely, let me bewilder them with my word juggling. Very simple, Sarvadhamman, Viksajam, simply and fully surrender to loving service of Radha and Krishna. We may learn so many things for the sake of preaching, simply to attract the conditioned souls. But ultimately, we must not become bewildered by all this. We must understand what is the true goal. That is to become the servant of the servant of the servant. Jiva Goswami Pada is said to have never been a more learned personality. He wrote such purports to the Bhagavatam, such sandhavas, such tattvas explained in the Bhagavatam, that all of the acharyas are simply amazed to see his work. But still, the conclusion is the same. To become the humble servant of our nation. And in his eternal position, what is he doing? That most learned of persons, serving water, providing Krishna's pleasure, bringing flower garlands, providing Krishna's pleasure, tambora, fanning, simply menial activities which don't take any great learning to be able to perform. These are the activities which are performing eternally. We have become so fallen, so useless in this material nature, that the great personalities, they descend and have to take on so much austerity. Prabhupada said it took so many pints of blood to compile the sentences of his prayers. One night at about 12:30 in Vrindavan, I was on the roof of the guest house, and Srila Prabhupada came onto his veranda. And set up there was a mosquito net over a desk and cushion, small asan, and he entered that and sat there for the next few hours. He was in such concentration that it was unpenetrable, it was unfathomable to watch him. So much austerity is undertaken by these great personalities that how to somehow or other bring these conditioned souls back to Krishna. How to trick them? Because they develop such a nonsense mentality. So argumentative. Complete opposite to Trinada, Vishnu, and Jain. As far away from such a position as is possible to go. But it presents so many clever arguments simply to capture fickle minds of the conditioned souls. In the end, to bring them back to Krishna's service. Narottam Das Thakur, right in the spiritual realm of Vraja, and he asked, what service should I perform? Yes, you take the chandra, farm rider, fan rider. Such a great personality wrote so many wonderful songs and books. Oh, you take the fan, chandra and fan. It's going to be your service. You must be careful to remember that we're first and foremost servant of servants. Oh, I'm too good to fan, I'm too good to sweep the floor, too good to do this service or that service. One devotee, when I requested them, please write an offering for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, he told me, what? That's for neophytes. You get the bhaktis to do that. Perfection of life is to be able to glorify the devotees in Krishna. The process to be able to come to that perfection is to hear the glories of the devotees in Krishna. However learned we may become, however expert we may become in different activities, we should never forget that our purpose is to become a menial servant. Following in the footsteps of Rupa Samhita. So that Akanta Devi, Srimati Radharani, is here in every sloka of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, there would be no bhakti there. Otherwise, it would not be the topmost shastra. The shastra which is capable simply by hearing. From the right source, inundate the heart. Krishna praying. Now we have to work overtime. Keep the false ego under control. Constantly, every morning and night, reading it with the stick and the shoe. Reminding, you rascal! Simply dasana, dasana, dasana. Oh, it's so nice to hear praises. Oh, you're so learning to move. You're so clever playing the instruments. You're such a wonderful cook. You're so this, you're so that. But a real devotee is anxious to hear the glories of Krishna. Of Krishna's devotees. And he knows that his friends, his best friends, they will sing those glories. And those who are not so friendly to him will try to reward him. Oh, you're so wonderful, boy. You're so nice, you're so this, you're so that. Helping him to meditate on himself. Helping his false ego to come back up again. Oh yes, that's his truth. I am the most friendly. I am the most clever. I am the best singer. Everyone in the material world has the claim to be the best. The topmost rascal. No more. Topmost rascal. That I left the spiritual world. I became an offender at the lotus feet of the devotees and Krishna. I wanted to imitate Krishna. And now all over again I get a little bit of mercy from the devotees, and again I want to proclaim my glories. Again I want to become absorbed in myself. That's that very soft bhakti lata, creeper of devotion, becomes crushed after the devotees with so much effort, so much austerity of coming to this dark, filthy place known as the material universe and planted that creeper very lovingly, very carefully, simply see it crushed by the whimsical mood in the Shisha. We have to open our eyes. These are not simply words. This is our greatest benefit, to protect this bhakti lata people. We have to actually learn to hear from the devotees and allow the pure nectar of Krishna Kata to enter. Not into our minds, intellect, but into our heart, into our consciousness. And if that happens, then soon it will flow out again, overflowing on everybody. And this way, thankfully we can see that the whole world will come inundated with Krishna. This is a process. Flows from one devotee to the next, washing away the contamination of thinking that I am Krishna. And replacing Krishna's dust. Now we have celebrated Krishna Janmashtami. We're moving forward to celebrate Radharani's Ashtami. Sakanta Devi, topmost devotee, must learn how to receive her grace. All the devotees in the spiritual world are under the grace of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is uninterested to associate with, to accept the service from anyone who's not under her grace. Actually, he only has eyes for her. He only has ears for her. All of his senses are absorbed in her. But when she is merciful to somebody, then he accepts her. Through the devotees, we can hear this Bhagavatam, we can receive the grace of Kanta Devi. We can actually get to eternal service. And higher than getting the service, we slowly come to the platform and become the servant of the servant of the servant. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. How to be? Beat the false ego. We have to be constantly reminding ourselves of what Krishna does. Constantly informing ourselves, you rascal. Why are you getting fucked up again? You received a little bit of mercy and now you think you're the greatest again. Constantly we have to. Smashing ourselves down. As soon as we see any sign of that, we take on very menial services. We serve the Vaishnavas. Keep ourselves in a submissive position. We understand that any praise which is coming is actually praise which must go on to my spiritual master, to the previous acharyas, to Krishna. And if we can't understand that, then we must close our ears. Because we have no right to take it for ourselves. As soon as we see, oh, I'm enjoying the rascal, why are you getting popped up again? Immediately we have to smash down that ears. Nautam Das was trying to get the favor of Lokanath Goswami. He said, no, no, no way. So he understood, oh, I'm too fucked up. Even though I've heard so much, I'm still too fucked up. So he took up the menial task of cleaning the place where he passed through. Simply with the hope of obtaining that grace. Vaishnavas are so merciful. Why would it refuse their mercy? Except they're thinking, if I'm merciful to this person, if I order this person with the mercy of Krishna praying, he'll become more puffed up. Let him first become suitable. Never think that we're so advanced. So for this purpose, Radha and Krishna himself manifested as Gauranga. Balaram is Nityananda. Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami. And so on. The topmost personalities in the spiritual world. They came to this world as servants. Gandhija temple was cleaned thoroughly. Lord Chaitanya immediately said, oh, you people don't know how to clean, I'll show you. He didn't say, oh, go and clean it again and I'll sit here and watch. Conditioned souls, those offensive personalities who leave the spiritual world and come here, they are forced here. These great personalities like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, come of their own choice. Take birth in a Mohammedan family. Mohammedan, why? Because they were servants of Mohammedans. Take such a situation, why? To show the Lord's mercy of Krishna. That even the most important personality can come to the topmost platform. One is very submissive. When they approached Gauranga, they came with straws in between their teeth. Hansa Dutta, Uddhava Sandesh, two very important books of Rupa Goswami, which intimately describe the topmost mellows of devotional souls. Both of these books were written before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still he was not puffed up. Whatever our position is, so we'll say Sanatana Goswami. He's living in Vraja. Madan Mohan was walking here and there with him. He wanted to take him to the best places. Oh, I can eat nice kheer and ladoos and everything. No, no. You eat those foods. I'm a fallen soul. I'll go begging at the houses. Simply to remain in a humble position. And Sanatana Goswami used to turn up the houses with big buttons. They're embarrassed that this great personality is coming to our house to beg from us. They're embarrassed. He was a guru who would have been watching. Simply to set the example that however great one may be, he's still simply the servant of the servant of the servant. You have to keep that hunger under control. Doesn't want to be kept under control. You have to beat it. And when all this is over, and you go back to the spiritual world, you're going to ask to make flower gardens and sweep the floor. That's perfection. That's what the topmost devotees are doing. Radharani is cooking and Lalita is assisting her. Rupa Manjari, she's watching the pots. Radharani finishes preparation, she passes the pot to Lalita and she passes it to Rupa Manjari to wash. Radhi Manjari is standing there fanning Radharani while she's cooking. He appeared in this world as Sanatana Goswami. Internally we have to be developing this submissive mood. Whatever the external position is, we have to become more tolerant and mature. We have to prepare ourselves to become the servant of the servants. Because there all your learning will have no meaning. You don't know how to make a flower garland. Kamsa, so powerful, the demigods were frightened of him. Somehow one day he went off to Vraja, came to a Kurukat, took some water from there to drink, and suddenly turned into an old lady. Then the Vraja gopis, they came there, fetch water, and they thought, who is this old lady? What is she doing? So they caught hold of her, I can make the cow down the bank. First, they couldn't make the cow down the bank. Had no idea. Eventually kicked him far out of the bank. I do this. You can't even make cow butters. Don't come back here again. In the villages when somebody is so foolish they don't know what to do with them, they stick them in the furthest away fields with a stick just to keep the birds away. Come back in the evening and get some tobacco. Now you go out again in the fields at night time. Keep the animals away. Patient Kashmir Pandit. Incarnation in Bhattacharya. So learning, in a few seconds he composed 100 slokas glorifying the Ganga. Which no pandit could do. But because of the ego of thinking how great I am, what a learned person I am, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smashed him down. Even though he was such a dear devotee. You have not understood the mood of Vrindavan. with the servant and the servant and the servant. I'm not looking for learned persons. I'm looking for persons who understand that mood, who are absorbed in that mood and can give that mood to others. You have a question? Yes. How we can concentrate? I don't think you have any problem concentrating. You're chanting Nittai Go all day long. Her two sons are called Nittai and Granda. Absorbed in the... Everything comes by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. If anything is lacking, then we have to learn how to serve the Vaishnavas. You can give so many tricks, so many medicines, and so many things are there in Ayurveda, so many yoga practices. But because we're trying to concentrate ultimately on Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna's pastimes, on their service, then none of these things can really help. Get some temporary benefit. You can only get it by the mercy of Vaishnavas. So if we find anything lacking, it means that we have to become more submissive and practice submissive service. So we can't practice it with Radha and Krishna, we're not qualified. We practice it with the Vaishnavas who are present. Pleasing the devotees, Krishna will become blessed. We are absorbed in what we're attached to. That will always be the position of time. We have to learn how to become attached to service of when we become absorbed. Now we're attached to so many useless things and we become easily absorbed in those things. And we won't be able to give up that absorption until we become attached to something else. And that attachment can only come by the grace of Vaishnavas. You want to learn how to cook a particular preparation? You go to someone who knows how to cook that preparation. And they can show you. So you have to look and see the Vaishnavas, what qualities they have, and serve them. You'll be able to review those qualities. You cannot steal them, you cannot gain them by some artificial means, because they will be there for a few moments and then they'll be gone. It's like we hear so many things, no, I have to run away like a thief. But it cannot stay unless we render service. It cannot stay. See, we want to capture and go on and show our learnedness, it won't stay. The opposite will happen, we become puffed up, and slowly we'll just fade back into nature. It's not a question of imitating, not a question of just trying to take, it's a question of rendering service. Everything is available for us, it's even karma. You want to become rich, then serve a rich person. You'll definitely become rich in the future. Anything else? There is a Kaddishi. We try to increase our hearing and chanting. One time I remember that, I won't mention the name, but one devotee said to Prabhupada, oh, it's a Kaddishi today, Prabhupada, you're not fasting. He said, no. He said, that's for the greatly advanced devotees like you. He said, still on other occasions, I heard the devotees were observing fasting completely on Kaddishi and praised them. Oh, this is wonderful. But the point is that we need to increase our reading and chanting, our service on such an important day as Kaddishi. If by not eating we can be peaceful and have more time for chanting and reading, fine. But we're going to spend our day meditating on how hungry I am, or what time is it, when will the class finish? That's not absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and you will not get any great benefit from such a fast. Not spiritual. By eating something, you're peaceful and you carry on and do more service. That's much better. Each one has to see according to his mental and physical abilities of what austerities can take on. But the result should be that we could increase our chanting, hearing, and service in such a place. Then one will get the benefit of Krishna, being more observant. Srimad Bhagavatam Ke Srila Prabhupada.